We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, honored viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 82 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Amphion, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in Salgum Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villamayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company.
In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Unidos.
In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar.
In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10.
In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc.
In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia.
In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos. Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA.
In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
And in Zona Atlántica, Siquieres, Patán, and Pocora.
Channel 59 on Cable Caribe.
In the Dominican Republic, Interio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión,
in Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable, Mi Cabaña,
and in Provincia Maria Trinidad Sanchez, Channel 85 on TDN,
in Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión,
in Las Matas de Farfán,
Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión,
in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional,
and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano,
and in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris,
in Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel,
and in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable, in Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión, in Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión, in Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable, in Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company, in Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV, in Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú, in Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias, and in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom.
On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable.
In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV.
In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV,
Yongjiale Cable TV,
and Global View Cable TV.
In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV.
In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV.
In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV.
In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV.
In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV.
On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV.
In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol.
In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System.
And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company.
In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar,
Channel 47 on Supervision,
Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company,
Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting,
and in Bainzarh in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV,
in Khutor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin,
in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company,
and in Sunshin City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV.
In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network.
And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan and Caribbean countries agree to enhance bilateral cooperation. In humanitarian news, a United Arab Emirates philanthropy organization launches the world's first mobile children's hospital. In health news, an international team of scientists demonstrates the importance of expectant mothers eating veggies. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 22nd, Mei Lingfang, considered one of the greatest Beijing opera artists in Chinese history, was born in 1894. Beginning the study of opera at 8 years old, he acquired a national reputation at an early age. Highly influential, his unique, outstanding style began the Mei Linfeng School. The first artist to introduce Beijing opera overseas, Mei Linfeng became internationally acclaimed. He played at least 100 different characters during his over 50-year career. May immensely gifted individuals such as the legendary Mei Linfeng continue to bring delight and enthrallment to appreciative audiences from all cultures.
Flyer News. Lives lost as rains sweep Angola. At least 18 people perished and 20 were injured across the South Central African nation as days of torrential rains deluged the seven provinces of Luanda, Uiji, Wamba, Bié, Zaire, Moxico, and Lunda Sul through Monday, October 18th. According to a report from the National Service of Civil Protection and Fire Department, over 525 families were evacuated and nearly 800 homes and other structures were destroyed, including 5 churches, 19 schools, a police station, a hospital, and an administration office. On Tuesday, the National Commission for Civil Protection met to assess the disaster and coordinate further rescue and relief operations.
Expressing her heartfelt condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with the regional governments to see if more help is required and to go, if possible, to help the most vulnerable storm-stricken people. She added that financial assistance for urgent supplies is available.
Our appreciation, National Commission for Civil Protection personnel and Angolan government, as we also convey our gratitude for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving concern. May such disasters be curbed as humanity more gently regards the delicate balance of our ecosphere.
Earthquakes shake New Zealand, China, and Mexico. Aftershocks continue to rattle New Zealand's Canterbury region following the major 7.1 magnitude quake that struck in September, with at least 5 tremors that occurred on Monday, October 18th. The largest that day measured 4.4 on the Richter scale, with no noticeable effects. However, on Tuesday, a 5.0 tremor caused loss of power and phone service in places and sent residents running from buildings into the streets.
In Asia, China's southwest was hit by 2 earthquakes early on Monday, one 4.7 magnitude striking Nyalam County in Tibet's Sigaza Prefecture, with the other of magnitude 4.6 being strongly felt in the Sichuan-Yunnan-Guizhou border region. Late Tuesday, a series of at least 7 tremors struck northern Mexico around the Gulf of California, with the largest 5.8 magnitude quake centered 125 kilometers southwest of Guamuchil in Sinaloa State. Fortunately, none of these events have resulted in major damage or casualties.
We are thankful that all those enduring the tremors have emerged unharmed and pray that such disturbing events become a thing of the past through our joint efforts to restore the stability of Mother Earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
ASPCA announces Dog of the Year, other awards. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals has announced the extraordinary animals being honored for their heroic deeds this year. The Dog of the Year award went to former shelter canine Pearl, a black Labrador adopted by the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation, who was trained and certified as a search dog. Following the January earthquake in Haiti early this year, Pearl was deployed to assist and became part of a search group that found and saved 12 people. Cat of the Year was awarded to a feline named Henry, who was found as a stray kitten by Kathy Kornheim of California, with a leg so injured it had to be amputated. Inspired by Henry's courageous resiliency, Miss Kornheim began writing uplifting children's books about him, which have been distributed to recipients such as Hurricane Katrina survivors and families of wounded veterans.
The ASPCA also recognized individuals who have significantly affected animals' lives this past year. Artistically gifted 11-year-old Olivia Bowler of New York was named Kid of the Year for her original watercolor illustrations of birds that she used to raise funds and awareness for wildlife affected by the recent Gulf Coast oil spill. The ASPCA Public Service Award recognized the selfless and brave efforts of New York firefighters of Ladder 116, whose quick response to a pet store fire saved 30 cats and dogs. The organization's Henry Berg Award, named after its founder, went to Kathleen Schwartz Howey and her family for their commitment to saving equines through her sanctuary, Days End Farm Horse Rescue.
Finally, the first of two ASPCA Presidential Service Awards was bestowed upon multiple Emmy Award-winning TV writer and producer Sam Simon and the foundation in his name, which saves at-risk dogs from shelters and trains them to become certified therapy canines, who are then matched with the hearing impaired and veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. The second Presidential Service Award went to aviation pilots Julia Ryan and Clark Burgard, who founded Animal Rescue Flights, or ARF, a charity that saves animals' lives by transporting them from shelters to other parts of the country where people are waiting to adopt them.
We salute and send our heartfelt thanks to the awardees for your deserved recognition. May your caring hearts continue such uplifting work with animal companions, as we are all inspired toward a greater recognition of the unconditional love with which they grace our lives.
British government to reduce military. In a review on Tuesday, October 19th, Prime Minister David Cameron announced the outline for an overall reduction in the nation's military expenditures. Some of the measures include a decrease by 25,000 of Ministry of Defence staff by 2015, as well as relieving 17,000 total personnel from the British Army, Royal Air Force and the Royal Navy. Equipment is also planned for retirement or reductions, and the government has scheduled all 20,200 troops based in Germany to be home by the year 2020. Our respectful thanks, Your Excellency, and the British government for these decisions of greater peace. May your steps be joined by countries worldwide so that we more quickly can welcome a harmonious global community.
Media Report, Veggie Info Magazine features interview about Loving Hut. Veggie Info, magazine for vegetarianism, animal rights, and ethics, is a bilingual in-print and online European publication with thousands of readers across several German and French-speaking countries. A recent issue featured an interview conducted in Switzerland with a staff member of the vegan restaurant Loving Hut, a fast-growing international chain encouraged by the original concept of Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring affordable and delicious plant-based fare.
Wie viele Loving Hut Restaurants gibt es schon?
Derzeit gibt es mehr als 169 Loving Hut Restaurants in der ganzen Welt. Es ist geplant, noch weitere Restaurants zu eröffnen, damit die Nachricht der rein pflanzlichen, veganen Ernährung noch weiter verbreitet werden kann.
Wann kommt das erste in der Schweiz?
Es ist geplant, mindestens ein Loving Hut in jedem Land Europas zu eröffnen. Wir hoffen, dass dies auch bald in der Schweiz sein wird.
Noting the international restaurant successes, showing photographs of a Loving Hut locale in Formosa or Taiwan and the vegan Loving Hut hotel in Austria, the magazine article also shared Loving Hut's wish for a truly sustainable world.
Wie konnten in so kurzer Zeit so viele Loving Hut Restaurants gegründet werden?
Wir schätzen uns sehr glücklich, für unsere vegane Idee genügend Unterstützung von den unterschiedlichsten Menschen zu bekommen. Wir glauben, dass eine vegane Ernährung Gesundheit und Harmonie in jedermanns Leben bringt, soweit, bis es keine grausame Tötung von Tieren für Nahrung mehr geben wird. Zudem ist eine vegane Ernährung der schnellste Weg, die Klimaerwärmung zu stoppen, da dadurch die globale Erwärmung um 50% verringert wird. Aus diesen Gründen, vor allem wegen der globalen Erwärmung, glauben wir, dass es nun für uns an der Zeit ist, etwas zu tun und die lebendige Nachricht einer rein pflanzlichen veganen Ernährung den Menschen näher zu bringen. Wir begrüßen alle veganen Restaurants, denn sie sind die Helden in dieser dringlichen Zeit.
Veggie Info Magazine, we appreciate your informative sharing of the good news about the earth-saving, caring vegan lifestyle. May more and more people discover the humane and healthful joys of plant-based fare.
actress Christina Applegate discusses veg health. In an interview with Dr. Sanjay Gupta on the international television network CNN, Emmy-winning American actress and vegetarian Christina Applegate spoke about testing that provided early detection of breast cancer, which helped save her life. Her foundation, Right Action for Women, is working to get these more advanced testing methods standardized. In the same interview, in response to Dr. Gupta's comment that she is looking fantastic in her pregnancy, Ms. Applegate discussed her health on a mostly macrobiotic vegetarian diet. She once shared with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, how she became a vegetarian. As she said, "I was eating lunch on the Married with Children set and they served me some kind of meat. I don't even know the names of them all anymore because it's been so long. I looked down and there was blood on my plate, and it was that realization that I can't eat something that has been alive. I just can't do it. So I stopped, and that was it. That was the last time." Our grateful thanks, Christina Applegate, for speaking out about compassionate health and awareness. May heaven bless your many shining endeavors, both on screen and off.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Retired Iranian-American freed. Mr. Reza Takavi, a retired businessman from California, USA, has been released following a 2.5 years detainment in Iran. Los Angeles-based attorney Pierre Richard Prosper helped to secure his freedom by several trips to Iran and meeting with officials in the U.S. and Europe. The 71-year-old Mr. Takavi, who used to travel frequently to and from the U.S. to visit family and friends in Iran with ease, was reunited with his wife and brother amidst tears and cheers of happiness. We convey our sincere appreciation for the helpful efforts of Mr. Pierre Richard Prosper and are relieved to know of Mr. Takavi's freedom. May his return home be graced with many more joyous reunions with loved ones.
Save our planet. Freshwater flow to oceans is on the rise. A study by U.S. researchers recently published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences reported that 18% more fresh water was being fed into the world's oceans in 2006 from rivers and melting polar ice sheets than in 1994. Lead scientist Dr. Jay Famiglietti of the University of California, Irvine, noted that greenhouse gases are fueling higher temperatures, which in turn accelerate the global cycle of evaporation and precipitation.
Along with rising sea levels, he stated that the effects are a confirmation of earlier forecasts by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Rain-filled storms are on the rise in tropical areas, where millions of people living in semi-arid regions face increasing droughts. The study, which is ongoing, did not rely on computer modeling, but instead analyzed more than a decade of satellite data to track total water volume flowing from the continents into the oceans.
Our sincere thanks, Dr. Famiglietti and colleagues, for your detailed efforts to quantify climate change and its effect on all lives. May we heed such factual observations and act while there is still time to renew a more harmonious balance with nature.
During a March 2009 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her concern for humanity, as on many previous occasions, in addressing the far-reaching aspects of rising temperatures on the planet.
The U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research have identified warming sea surface temperatures and correlated the warmer seas with global warming. Warmer water leads to more water evaporation, giving the storms more fuel to create stronger storms, which destroy some counties. There are surely more terrible situations that are not checked due to our carelessness in taking care of the environment and the global warming resulting thereof. You just be vegetarian. And then you ask anybody who you know to be vegetarian with you. That's the most simple solution and the most effective to save the planet. According to scientific research, according to medical research, and according to all the religious advice.
Save our planet. Indian Chief Minister Ashok Chavan inaugurates the Samudra Prahari, the first of three ships being commissioned in the waters of Mumbai Harbour for eco-friendly endeavours such as quick oil spill cleanup to minimise damage to wildlife and the environment.
Save our planet. Researchers warn that three new species of frogs just discovered in the richly biodiverse eastern Arc Mountains of Tanzania are at risk of habitat loss due to deforestation.
Save our planet. A report jointly authored by the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences and other organizations finds that glaciers in China are shrinking, with losses of 25% likely by the year 2050 due to climate change, with ocean glaciers reduced by more than 50% due to wet airflow.
Save our planet. As part of an agreement with Norway that will bring a $1 billion donation as well as a national plan to reduce greenhouse gases, Indonesia pledges a two-year moratorium on issuing new permits for clearing lands through the destruction of primary forests and peatlands.
And I love my plant-based diet. I'm here with a kitchen tip. An easy spot for germs to spread is on a wet dishcloth. To prevent this, try rinsing the cloth and letting it dry completely. You can keep two different ones on hand, so while the first one dries, you can use the other. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, weather from around the world.
In world news, Japan and Caribbean countries agree to enhance bilateral cooperation. The 13 member states of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, had their first meeting in decades with Japan. They pledged to work together to cope with global warming and to support Haiti in her ongoing recoveries from the January 2010 earthquake. Japan also promised to support the tourist and financial sectors of nations that have experienced a decline in these areas. Our earnest appreciation, Japan and Caribbean community, for your joint efforts and international and local concerns. May all lands help each other achieve sustainable and peaceful prosperity.
In humanitarian news, a United Arab Emirates philanthropy organization launches the world's first mobile children's hospital. The nation's Zayed Giving Initiative seeks to supply free healthcare for 1 million youth around the globe through the United Arab Emirates World Humanitarian Field Hospital for Children. Specialized wards for pediatrics, emergency, surgery, intensive care, and more are part of the 120-bed hospital staffed by 50 doctors and other medical personnel. From directives given by the President of the United Arab Emirates, His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the hospital is already operating in the Sindh region of Pakistan. Our heartfelt gratitude and Allah's blessings, Your Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, United Arab Emirates and Zayed Giving Initiative, for your caring initiative. May it assist precious children to enjoy healthy and carefree lives with many joyous years ahead. Up next on Noteworthy News, according to an international study, eating veggies is important for expectant mothers. We'll take a meditative walk around the garden and be right back. Stay tuned for more vibrant news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, assuring news for an encouraged world. In health news, scientists demonstrate the importance of expectant mothers eating veggies. An international team from the Screening for Pregnancy Endpoints studied more than 3,500 pregnant women with normal blood pressure in New Zealand, Australia, Ireland, and Great Britain. The researchers found that those whose diet included three or more vegetables a day were 50% less likely to give birth to an undersized baby than those that consumed less than this amount. Our thankfulness to Screening for Pregnancy Endpoints for highlighting how important vegetables are for the well-being of the next generation. May all people enjoy delicious veggies today for vibrant health for ourselves and our planets.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Yoruba, a language spoken in Nigeria, Benin and Togo, entitled Flea Talk.
Ṣé ká rìn lọ ilé ni tàbí ká gun ajá lọ sílé?
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Dolly, a Cameroon favorite on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
Merci beaucoup, chef, from Degeland de Belgique.
I am from the Philippines, and I have a friend from Cameroon who served me this dish once. I love it, especially with the rice and banana plantain. Viewer from France.
Amiable viewers, thank you for your sweet notes. The Ndoli certainly looks scrumptious, as with other delectable ethnic vegan fare. Best wishes and love.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May heaven's light illuminate your path.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
International charity Catalytic Fund of the Fast Track Initiative donates $24 million to the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, for the construction of 1,000 schools and training of over 10,000 teachers throughout Guinea.
Meeting for the first high-level diplomatic exchange in many years, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Arturo Valenzuela and Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez speak together at a United Nations General Assembly in New York, USA.
In Georgia, USA, television show host Clark Howard donates $30,000 and helps raise the remaining money needed for Habitat for Humanity to rebuild the house of a family in need following a fire.
In Narrabeen, near Sydney, Australia, firefighters successfully rescued Todd the German Shepherd after digging for 2 hours to free him from a stormwater drain where he had been stuck for 2 days.
During his visit to Algeria, UN Special Envoy for Western Sahara, Christopher Ross, encourages the Moroccan government and the Polisario Front Group to resume talks to bring national peace as well as self-determination for the Sahrawi people.
A 4,500-year-old tomb with artwork and artifacts discovered beside a cliff near the Giza pyramids in Egypt have been identified as belonging to the priest Ruj Ka, who was a member of the royal court of Pharaoh Khafre.
Bolivia's president Evo Morales and Peruvian president Alan Garcia sign an accord that allows Bolivia to build and operate a port near Ilo, Peru, to increase trade and provide better access to global markets.
Greek and Turkish leaders in Cyprus continued United Nations-supported reunification talks, with the latest session focused on resolving a decades-long property claim.
A Canadian study published in the journal Psychoneuroendocrinology shows that specially trained service dogs are able to significantly help reduce stress and calm autistic children.
In an interview on the popular television show Whatever with Alexis and Jennifer, U.S. best-selling author and vegan Kathy Freston highlights the health benefits of the plant-based diet, as well as the growing trend of veganism in the media and among celebrities and athletes.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/MWN.